U.S. military spokesman Major General William Caldwell says nearly 40 raids have been conducted in Iraq, with some directly related to information gathered after Zarqawi's death. In a briefing for reporters at the Pentagon from his post in Baghdad, General Caldwell said coalition troops found suicide belts, automatic weapons, Iraqi army uniforms, and other military gear. The raids follow the death of Zarqawi, who died from his wounds after a U.S. warplane dropped two bombs on a house near Bakuba, northeast of Baghdad. Caldwell says the first people to arrive on the scene were Iraqi police, who put a gravely wounded Zarqawi onto a stretcher.
Coalition forces arrived immediately thereafter on site. They immediately went to the person in the stretcher, were able to start identifying by some distinguishing marks on his body. They had some kind of visual facial recognition. According to the person on the ground, Zarqawi attempted to sort of turn away off the stretcher. Everybody re-secured him back onto the stretcher, but he died almost immediately thereafter from the wounds he had received from this airstrike.
General Caldwell says the latest information indicates two other men and three women died in the airstrike. He says military officials believe an Egyptian-born man, Abu al-Masri, will likely replace Zarqawi as the head of al-Qaeda in Iraq.
We know that he and Zarqawi met each other at the Al-Farouq training camp in Afghanistan, probably sometime in the early 2001-2002 time period. We know that al-Masri came to Iraq before Zarqawi did, probably located somewhere around the Baghdad area. Sometime in around 2003, established probably the first al-Qaeda in Iraq cell here in the Baghdad area, and that they've continued a very close relationship since that time.
The Jordanian-born Zarqawi personally led a bloody campaign of suicide bombings, beheadings, and other killings, and was the most wanted terrorist in Iraq. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.